runs the show and the man who everyone in racing knows here is the Emerald Hotel is Andy Lewis, and he joins us this morning. Andy, good morning to you. A big day for you and the Emerald Melbourne's racing pub.
It is, Michael. We're very excited after sort of 8 weeks off the scene, but behind the scene, all the family and staff have done a lot to get the show back on the road today. And, you know, it's like Gareth was saying, it's a big part of the fabric of society, you know, the hotels, and whether it's, you know, just to come in and have a chat, just to talk about just what's going on in the racing world. It's something you've read in the paper, just quoting it again to yourself and to others. But it's really important, and we find it after 29 years here at the hotel that's... We have a bit to do in the local community, and you know, whether it's a family affair or whether it's, you know, all customers from the racing industry, but it's really fun. It's exciting times for us to get back on deck, and we're looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I got a few friends of mine and said, look, they've had a bit of a heavy go at it with the drinking whilst and on the 8 weeks off, and they said, I might go on the square. I said, oh, don't go on the square now. We're just about to open.
And you make a really good point there. There's pub talk, so people will walk in here and they'll tell some stories over the last 8 weeks, what they've been doing. They'll debate the Caulfield Cup, whether it should be pushed back or whether it should be kept in its spot that we've seen it for so many years now. So that's what makes the pub so great. And you probably all administrators should head to the pub one day and listen to the punters.
Pretty much every administrator, punter and racing leader has been in this pub. There's probably been a lot of decisions made in this pub.
Yeah, not all good ones, though. But, it does. I mean, this is your platform. This is where you can sound things off with people and say, what do you think about this? And just thinking about, you know, the pub talk. Does it pass the, you know, the pub test? Things like that. And that's a sort of a word that people say these days. But It really is. It's from all walks of life, from, you know, what they do in their occupations. They've all got an opinion on it, and they're all valued by us, and that hence makes us pretty popular here. And also, you know, the business has been quite strong for us. And, you know, the TAB, of course, we can't use the TAB now, but, you know, that those sorts of things, people use their phones online. But, you know, these things, they'll slowly come to hand over the next few weeks, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, the brewery's been very kind to us, and there's an initiative they've done in regard to buying a pint and you get one extra and all this sort of thing. So they've been very kind. We had a lot of stock on board for Grand Prix, of course, and then the Friday of the Grand Prix, everything was cancelled. Then, you know, so we're stuck with a lot of product, and the brewery come back and did the right thing.
I was going to say, was it true that a lot of pubs just had to tip the beer out of the kegs down the gutter, basically?
Yeah, they did. And but the brewery have got an authority from the EPA to be able to do that, collect the barrels over a period of time. And our problem is we've got an old-fashioned cellar here, and there's 70 kegs to go back, so it's got to be crane lifted out. And, you know, those sorts, but the brewery's been wonderful. CUB's been fantastic. They've come on board and, you know, taken the beer back and what have you, and what they've done, they've disposed it in their own way, and, you know, given us the credit for it. So they've been wonderful. They've been really good, very supportive, and so has a lot of our suppliers.
The CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, Paddy O'Sullivan, will join us a little later on this morning here on RSN Central. But it has been tough for the publicans. You've got a lot of friends in this industry, Andy. Will there be people that might not get through this?
I don't think things will be the same. I mean, for us to have a drink on it after the races, you know, the exciting times, you'll come back after the races, and whether you've won or you've run second for the third time, or you've come last, it will come to the hotel. But I don't know if it's going to come back as normal. You can see a few of the local businesses around the corner just won't recover. You know, and it's, we're lucky enough that we sort of, well, I don't know if we're lucky, but we're just the fact that we sort of know what we're doing. And, you know, and to see these sort of things over 29 years here, we've never seen anything like it. It's just... we're lucky enough we've got a strong, supportive clientele, and, you know, they'll be all here today. And today will be a fun day, but, of course, you know, the minute we've got to adhere to the restrictions, with, you know, the 1.5 metres, all these sort of things, and there'll be teething problems, but we're happy to have a crack at it. And, I mean, see, a lot of pubs not going to open for another month or so, see how we do it or how others do it, but we're just going to... Yeah, we'll be guided by the AHA, and it'll be good to Paddy to come down later to sort of explain that to him. And, you know, just we're all on the same path, on the same road, on the same boat, you know. It's uncharted waters. We've all heard this before, but, you know, let's just all go down the path together. And, you know, whether it's racing administrators, you know, we have the fractured New South Wales and Victoria. I mean, can we just sit on a round table and just work it all out? You know, that's what we all need to do. And that's what we're doing here, reopening the hotels with the AHA and their brewery and our suppliers. So we're excited.
Well, racing's led the way that we've been able to continue throughout this entire period.
Yep.
And the restrictions slowly opening up, hopefully, will lead to getting punters back on course in the next few months. Restricted probably to owners and sponsors to start with, but the next big one is the reopening of tab agencies and being able to get pub tabs open as well. Adam Hamilton will join us a little later, and I'll have a more in-depth chat with Adam Reitenskild from the tab a little later, who hopefully will have more information on the reopening of agencies, because we know how pivotal that is to the funding of racing as well.
I was about to say that from the top of the show this morning. I remember I got into racing, it was at the Merbein Hotel, and I was about 18, and I had a dollar each way on a harness horse on a Saturday night, and it was the first time I really had a look at a race. And I got it won at $12. John Justice drove it, leaders back. And then I was hooked ever since and fell in love with the racing game. So the pub tabs are so important for the fabric of the industry, but there's so many people that enjoy going to the pub and having a punt there. They don't like punting at home, but when they come to the pub, they'll go in a punters club with their mates. They'll spend $50 or $100 and try and get a quaddy. It's so important, I think, for the industry to get the pubs back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Andy, we're going to speak to you throughout the morning. Looking forward to Kieran Maher coming down and joining us. Mick Sheehan's going to be here as well. It'll be interesting to get Mick's thoughts on the crossover between AFL and the racing. And we do have the leaked proposal for the Spring Carnival. We'll go through that in depth with Matty Stewart, Anthony Mithen, and also Mick Sharkey after 9 o'clock.
Where would you... Caulfield Pub, this is. A lot of the Caulfield trainers head here... every night, basically. Would you like the Caulfield Cup pushed back?
I would. Really do. I just think just getting things back on deck. We don't know what next week. I mean, look what she's doing in Queensland. I mean, we don't know what's happening. We really need to just give yourself more time just to dissect what's going on. Like Michael just mentioned, the fact about owners and, you know, members back to the clubs. Well, that in due course, that may happen. But look, things are okay at the moment. We don't want that second wave, as everyone says. And push things back, that's the best thing to do. The Band-Aid, don't take it off yet. Let the wound all heal, and then we'll work it out then. But I think Caulfield's a great initiative. Moonee Valley, you know, that's going to be another one. But let's all work together. Like I said, it's a round table. Gill and McLaughlin, they're happy. They want to work together on this. You know, it's uncharted waters, and I think it's wonderful. If I was Caulfield, I'd love to be out of the situation. Go, right, I know I've got a target date at the end of the Spring Carnival, which will be my Cup Carnival, and boots and all, away we go.
Well, it's going to be fascinating. For those out there who want to know the Spring Carnival proposed plan, each Saturday we'll go through in depth after 9 o'clock with Matty Stewart and the boys. What's on the menu today?
Everything. All back to normal.
Jeez, I missed the chicken parma.
Parma in a pot.
The steak or the silver side, the calamari. All right, we're going to take a break. Can you get something out early?
We can.
Okay, lovely. Andy Lewis, the boss down here at the Emerald. We're live here until midday. Hawley, are you going to stick around or will you see you a little later?
I might come back a little later around 10:30 for my show. I might help Andy out the back.